have known of Michael Lissicki since he started playing oboe and English horn with the Baltimore Symphonies since 2003, but it was a delicious surprise to discover that he's also a writer, and it's lovely to welcome him into the WBJC studio for Book Notes to talk about a book that he's been working on to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the BSO. So it's lovely to have you in this capacity, Michael. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Judith.
I find that writing and broadcasting make a wonderful combination because they're both dealing with words but in very different ways. And I'm curious to know how it is for you that words and music have a synergy.
Well, I guess it's true that whether you're playing an instrument or you're writing or reading a book, you're reading or hearing a story. And I mean, for all my life up until basically 2009, when I wrote that Hutzler's book, stories have been my life through music. And I've always been interested in the stories of whether it was a department store. But then it's like, here you have an organization that I'm a part of, the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra, hitting its 100th anniversary. Not many things last for 100 years. And I was engaged to put this book together. And it is a story from 1916 all the way to 2016. Hopefully there'll be an addendum. And I'm very proud of it.
So you mentioned the department store books. And the interesting thing about that is how you're looking at them in the context of economy, history, and society. And that is an approach that obviously lends itself very well to this kind of broad sweep of history, too, I'm thinking.
I do, too, because, the department stores at the time, and we go down to Howard Street, all of those old families were very community-minded citizens. They all had their own identity, and they all had their own purpose. And that's the same thing with the Baltimore Symphony. And plus, as the Baltimore Symphony was developing, it relied on that type of philanthropy, those type of corporate citizens, those type of advocates to bring it where it is today. And they did feed hand in hand. It's amazing when you read the board members of whether it's the symphony or the opera and see those people taking charge. And it's a real special thing. That draws me into it, both personally and professionally.
And it's such a huge sweep of a story. In a sense, it's not so much what you put in, but what you have to leave out. And in the process, what were some of the things that you found really surprising or interesting as you uncovered the history?
Well, I did write the book according to decade because I don't like it when things jump around. So you'll see that how it's organized. The one thing that always surprised me was the 1920s. Whenever I saw a timeline for the Baltimore Symphony, there was very little that was ever listed for the 1920s. And though I like to start from the beginning, my first thing was, what happened in the 1920s? And a lot did. And one of the most prominent things that happened was the Baltimore Symphony was the first orchestra in the country to start an educational series. And I think that's fascinating. I talk about the Baltimore City Colored Orchestra. That was founded in the late 20s. That's an important part of our history. Another thing for the 1920s is that we're trying to come up with our own identity in this country, and there was a move that since we were a city-funded agency to only perform American patriotic-based music. You find all these little tidbits.
It's been such a pleasure to speak to writer and oboist Michael Lissicki. This is Baltimore Symphony Orchestra, A Century of Sound, commemorating the 100th anniversary of the orchestra. And there'll be an event at the Ivy Bookshop on Falls Road and Lake Avenue. This will be on Tuesday, January the 19th from 7 to 8:30. More information is on the ivybookshop.com. Thanks so much, Michael, for coming in and for giving us this great book.
Thank you, Judith. I really appreciate it.